Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can get the latest power tools from trusted brands. Right now, you can buy the new Bosch Core 18-volt two-tool combo kit for $229 and get one of three select cordless Behr tools free, worth up to $199. Plus, you can save time by ordering online and picking up in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 1/30/2019 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight's episode of Confession Session,
Mac Miller has died of an apparent overdose. Drake is taking shots at Kanye West. And why part of you got that big ass hat on her phone? What's good, God? It's your host, Angel Vondrina.
I'm your host, Hello, you're listening to one of the only Confession
Today
voices
is
just cracking all up and through
right,
the
I'm like, today is just crack-a-lacking.
What's crack-a-lacking? My voice, nigga. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired.
How's school been going for you, Jen? How's and work as well?
So work has been work. So, of course, you know. No comment. And as far as school, intense. Like, it is so intense. Like, I did not realize what I got myself into. Like, I don't know if I talked about it on the show. But, you know, I did a lot of research on, like, coding boot camps, but it definitely does not prepare you. Like, I am so confused. And they're just like, it's normal. It's normal to be lost. It's okay. You're not going to understand these concepts, but we still have to teach you these concepts. But even though we know you're not going to be able to understand it and process it, it's just, like, basically what they say is they want you to be able to be a totally different, I guess, person from when you first start the boot camp and like what you understand and concepts. And it's just like the whole time you're going to be confused, but it's just, you're going to look back at day one and be like, wow, I really understand these concepts, you know, at the end, but I'm still lost as fuck. And I don't know what the fuck I did these past 6 months. So it's just been crazy. And I've just had nonstop headaches. I had class yesterday and that was like for the first time where I was just like, oh, okay, I feel like I'm getting this. And, you know, and I was
speaking up and asking
questions and, you know, and I was just like, wow, okay, finally, for the first time, it's like, you know, it's not a whirlwind. I don't feel like, you know, Wendy Williams with that weed. You said, go ahead.
Ah, you're so stupid. You're actually in school, like physically, like in a classroom?
Yes, it's in class, yes.
Oh, I had no idea. Wow, that is intense. I do not like going to actual school. So being able to do majority of my classes online was like a godsend, seriously. But I'm glad that you are, you know, raising that hand up in the air high and you're asking those questions. I feel like a lot of people, when they are in a classroom setting, they're nervous. They don't want to ask those questions. They feel like people, they may look at them differently. But then when you get older, it's like, bitch, I don't give a fuck how you're looking at me. I'm trying to understand what I'm doing because I'm trying to move forward in my life and get that job that I've been looking at all of this time. So, you know, it's really good that you're asking questions. Another positive thing about being in an actual classroom is that, you know, when you're online, you don't have that opportunity to do so. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, I'm just going to guess. I'm going to look online. Or, you know, you actually have the opportunity to really learn, whereas, you know, if you're online, you could cheat or, you know, this and that, and other. So I'm really happy and I'm proud of you. And you don't have too much longer to go. How far are you in? 2-3 weeks?
So coming Tuesday, because I have class Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, this will be like the fourth week that I've been in class.
Oh my
God. Yeah, I know. I was just saying, I was like, you know, February is going to be like right around the corner because that's when we're finished. So I just have to buckle down and, you know, just stay focused and, you know,
no stress out.
Jocelyn voice, you know, and just, you know, do what I have to do, do what I came to do. You know, and that's to be able to become a software developer when I'm done with this course. So,
you better stop playing. I know that's right. Yes, you're going to get paid, honey. So. But other than that, life has been straight. You know, still been at home, thankfully. You know, just hanging out with my boys and, you know, just exercising more and just ready to, you know, get this weight off me and look good for next summer and, you know, and just keep my thoughts and my goals in mind. And that's pretty much it. Loving life and my kids and everything else and my family, of course. And that's it, y'all. That's all that's been going on with me. I mean, life is so boring. I'm not in school anymore. All I do is clean the house and take care of my sons. Like, everything else is, like, taken care of already. So, and I'm not going to say, like, taking care of my sons or and taking care of my husband, too, y'all. But I'm not going to say, like, taking care of my sons. Anything is boring. But, you know, it's just like, okay, like, I got this. And now that I know what to do with in this situation, like, what is it? I'm keeping the dishes clean, the kitchen. And I'm like, damn, like, what was I doing for all my life? Like, oh, my goodness. Like, you know, I was so busy, and now it's like since I'm about to slow down, like, from 100% to 35%. So, I mean, it's really nice, and Jim is, like, the absolute opposite. He's like, bitch, it's 110% for me. I'm here and there, and I'm everywhere, right. You know, so.
Exactly. What you said, Wendy Williams, and I always think of that meme where she just be like, that wig be all over the place and be flying. So that's.
You know, it's
that's
so funny
that
you keep
right
bringing
now,
up Wendy Williams, Jen. It's funny that you keep bringing her up because earlier this morning, my husband was like, oh, my God, it was something, I don't know what it was, and it was like, Beyonce needs to stay off some shit or whatever like that. Beyonce needs to do something. And my husband, he was like, oh, my God, this is Beyonce? He was like, she like, she on crack. What the fuck wrong with her? And he, like, comes up to me, and he was like, Look, this is Beyonce. I'm like, Sam, that's Wendy Williams. Like, you know, she looks really bad. So he was like,
God.
Oh, I thought that was Beyonce. I'm like, yeah, you clearly really thought it was Beyonce because you came all the way up to me, showed me a photo of an old-ass crackhead. Like, stop playing. That's horrible.
Oh, my God.
But,
yes, that is horrible.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. But before we get started the show, guys, you know, make sure you check us out on Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, this podcast and blog talk. Send us your confessions at confessions2us@gmail.com. And don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe, and tag us in that motherfucking drama. Jen, hit them with that confession question of the day after the sparkle.
Confession question. What's the best way, in your opinion, to handle negative situations from getting out of hand? Again, what's the best way, in your opinion, to handle negative situations from getting out of hand? And let's get into those confessionals. Miss Angel Vondrina.
All right now, y'all. So, unfortunately, according to TMZ, Mac Miller has died. He died Friday of an apparent overdose. And once again, this was learned by TMZ. Now, law enforcement sources tell TMZ that Mac was found around noonish in a bedroom at his San Fernando, Valley home, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. So, authorities, they also were alerted by a male friend of his who placed a 911 call from his home. The emergency dispatch audio reveals that first responders were called for apparent cardiac arrest. And also, if you guys don't know, Mac Miller said a few years ago that I'd rather be the corny white rapper than a drugged out mess who can't even get out of his house. Overdosing is not cool. You just don't go down in history because you overdose. You just die. And that's really deep because this is the reason he passed away. Now, Mac Miller has battled substance abuse issues for years, something that came up again in the wake of his breakup with Ariana Grande. If you guys also don't know, he wrecked his G-Wagon and wrapped it around a utility pole back in May of this year and was arrested for a DUI and a hit and run. He fled the scene, but cops says he later confessed at his home, and he blew 2 times the legal limit. After his arrest, Ariana Grande tweeted, "Please take care of yourself," and was clearly concerned about his substance abuse. At 3:52 p.m. on that Friday, he's saying that he was known in the door by his fans, and Mac Miller has tragically passed away at the age of just 26 years old. He's younger than both Jen and I. I mean, this was, you know, just a little kid, just trying to, you know, just get into his future, just get into himself. He was bright. He was a bright light in this world for his family, friends, and his fans. Thank you for your prayers. this is just extremely sad that, once again, people, they get rich, they get famous, and they abuse substance, and they die. And it's so many, it's a story that we heard so many times before in the past, and it's just becoming more and more consistent. And it makes me wonder, like, wow, is this just because we have social media that we're hearing about this, or has this happened in the past as well with the older generation? But you rarely hear about that until nowadays. In the older generation, it's older, so if they do pass away from substance abuse, it's while they're in their older years. Overall, I'm just saying that this is really sad. We have a 26-year-old who was just up and coming, and he's now dead over substance abuse. Jenna, what does this make you feel, and how do you feel like people, they should move forward in this, as thinking about this incident?
Of course, this is just really unfortunate, really sad. I definitely knew who Mac Miller was. I can't lie, I'm not too familiar with his music. I knew like a couple of songs like back in the day, but I have not listened to him recently. I had no idea that he was battling substance abuse.
Right, me neither.
Do you know exactly what he passed of, or what they said he was suffering, or?
Nope. Only thing I've seen was the whole shebang about the alcohol, but I'm not 100% sure as far as what drug of his choice he had been taking and what killed him. But, I mean, oh, my God, what a shock. As soon as I heard about it, I texted my husband, like, Mac Miller is dead, and he was like, stop playing. Like, why would you even? And I'm thinking, like, why would I randomly text you about Mac Miller? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
So when he looked it up, he was like, it's true. I'm like, yeah, I got the buzz. So, yeah. But anyways, I'm sorry, Jen. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. No, it's crazy, you know, because we are really in the middle of, like, an epidemic, like a silent epidemic.
Oh,
and
my
I think
God,
a
yes.
lot of the reason why you don't hear about it and they're not cracking down on it is because it's not in – it's not in the Black community. You know, this opioid, this heroin addiction is fucking up middle America, you know, and they're really, I feel like they're trying to control it because the drug dealers are white and, you know, from that area, and the users are white from that area. So they're trying to, you know, silence it, but it's just like, they really have to do something about this. Like, they really have to prosecute those drug dealers and, get this situation handled. Like, this is crazy.
Absolutely.
Like, I, you know, knew people that I didn't know them personally, but, you know, went to high school, you know, with the person that died from a heroin overdose. So you just hear about it all the time. Like, it's so common, and it's just really unfortunate.
Really?
And
really, you did?
Yeah.
High school.
Yeah. We went to high school. It was a guy at Nicolet. I don't know his name. He was in my English class. He died of a drug overdose, heroin overdose. I don't know. Like, I just feel like, how do you handle that? Like, how do you get that up under control? Like, it's not funny. But it's just a coincidence. Before this happened, like the day before I found this out, I was watching Snowfall, which is like a series like loosely based on the crack epidemic and like how it came about. And you kind of see firsthand like the characters, and they start using, you know, at one point it's just like they part a squad, and, you know, and they start using the crack, and then they just, you know, are just fiending for the crack. And it's just like this person once upon a time was just a normal person, and now they just live their life for, you know, getting that high. Like, and it's just so sad because, you know, like these people's stories, or they built these people's stories over those. And I don't know, man. It's just, I just wish that if people were battling from, you know, substance abuse like that, like they would get help. But of course, you don't think you have a problem.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's
saying that.
You never think you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. But they were saying that was part of the reason Ariana Grande left him. You know, she tried to work with it at first. And, I mean, it's totally understandable. You can't fault her for that. It's just like, you know, it's only so many
absolutely
times
when
chasing you out of, you know, out of crack houses and out of, you know, I don't know, would you call them heroin dens or meth dens? I don't know. No, I'm just saying, like, for real, it's only, like, so many times, like, before it's like, okay, like, this is just getting out of hand, like, you bring the shit to my house, Like, all these people, you acting like your best friend. I never met them a day in my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? It's not funny. It's real shit. So. It's real life. You know? You know what?
Yeah. I said, it's horrible, but it's true. You know, I have family who the shit is like that. So it's like, I know exactly what you mean, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. But once again, guys, well, you know, prayers for the family and, you know, keep Mac Miller's family and friends and fans in your prayers and just think about what you're doing before you do it. I mean, nobody ever thinks they're going to pass away, but just think about what you're doing, you know, before you make some crazy ass decisions. And hopefully this is a wake up call for a lot of people. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next topic.
Next topic, y'all, and this is according to the Shade Room. After facing a controversial loss during Saturday's U.S. Open's final match, Serena Williams has now been fined $17,000 for 3 code violations. The tournament referee's office fined Williams $10,000 for verbal abuse of the chair umpire, Carlos Ramos, another $4,000 for being warned for coaching, and $3,000 for breaking her racket. The money will be deducted from Williams' runner-up prize, which is $1.85 million. In the clip that we previously shared, Williams says she doesn't cheat to win. Williams' coach, Patrick Mouratoglou, admitted to ESPN that he was coaching her during the match, but he doesn't think she received his message. He said, "I'm honest. I was coaching. I don't think she looked at me, so that's why she didn't even think I was. But I was. Like 100% of the coaches and 100% of the matches. So we have to stop this hypocritical thing." Sasha was coaching every point, who was Beijing Osaka's coach. He continued, "It's strange that this chair umpire was the chair umpire of most of the finals of Rafa and Tony's coaching every single point, and he never gave a warning, so I don't really get it." When it comes to the claim of verbal abuse, Williams said in a press conference following the match that she's fighting for women's rights and equality after the game was taken from her because she said the word thief. She said, "I can't sit here and say I wouldn't say he's a thief because I thought he took a game from me. I've seen other men call other umpires several things. I'm here fighting for women's rights and for women's equality and for all kinds of stuff. For me to say thief and for him to take a game, it made me feel like it was a sexist remark. He's never taken a game from a man because they said thief. For me, it blows my mind. But I'm going to continue to fight for women and to fight for us to have equal rights." I mean, equal coordination, I'm sorry. "To be able to take our shirt off on the court without getting a fine. This is outrageous." So what do you think?
I agree. That is outrageous. Like, first, well, Serena Williams, she was going to fuck off. You know, she was going off. And I understand why she was going off. Like she mentioned, she never cheated before. I feel like the coach is a bitch for sitting up there and saying, "Yes, I admit it, I cheated." Just like you a bitch. Like, so because of you, it's the reason why she's been fined, what, $17,000? That's a lot of fucking money. Now, Serena Williams is probably pennies, you know what I'm saying, with a $1.85 million contract or whatever. But that's bogus. And how the fuck you going to fine her $3,000 for breaking her own goddamn racket, $4,000 for the coaching, which should have been fined to the damn coach for even doing that, and, what, $10,000 for verbal abuse for saying the word thief? That shit is stupid as hell. And I just feel like overall, yes, this is what they do. They're upset. They got mad probably about her wearing a sexy-ass outfit. You know, she ended up wearing a tutu. They still mad about that because she's thick and she's fine as hell about that. And now y'all talking about she getting cold, she's cheating. Like, y'all got, like, fucked up in the game. This is so ridiculous. But what was your thoughts about this, Jim?
I don't really understand. I did watch part of the match at work or whatever, and I saw her like getting upset, and I did see when she called him a thief, but I didn't understand why. Like, I was just like, is he not noticing things that, like, is he not noticing like any calls or anything that she should have scored? You know, because I don't really understand tennis. It's just really interesting. Like, recently I was watching like Venus and Serena's matches, you know, and I was just like, because they're like literally beasts, and you know, and icons, and I feel like, you know, athletes of our time, I feel like when we look back, they're going to be who we were talking about. But, yeah, it was just really interesting watching her. But, I mean, to me, it just looked like she was just clearly losing, you know, and she lost to a black Japanese girl, Osaka, I think, or I think is her name, or she's from Osaka. I'm not really sure. But yeah, I mean, it's messed up because, of course, I would love for Serena to win again and continue.
Not even she gave her love. It wasn't about, I don't think it was about her, and I don't think it was about the Serena Williams was losing. I think because, you know, she lost a point, you know, for whatever reason, for the coaching. But I felt like it was just the fact that he was saying pretty much like she is cheating, and she wasn't, and she felt like, oh, look, bitch, I'm not cheating. I'm not watching my coach. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just playing a damn game. And it's like, think about it. How the hell could she be watching her coach when she's sitting up there trying to watch the damn ball? You know what I'm saying? Like, tennis is not like the game where it's like, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think about what kind of game you can sit up there and just watch somebody else while you're trying to focus. Right, and trying to cheat. Like, that's stupid. This is not a math test. You know what I'm saying? This is literally a game where she's trying to win. So, I mean, you know, if she lost, but at the end of the day, it's like, bitch, I didn't lose because I was cheating. I lost because she clearly had a better game or I wasn't on my game this day. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. So I just don't understand why she got fined all this money when, you know, she didn't have anything to do with it. If she breaks her own racket, that's her racket. She can buy another racket. It's not going to cost her $3,000. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid. The coach should have gotten fined for the $4,000 for coaching, you know, for cheating. And then the verbal abuse, calling somebody a damn thief. Bitch, that's shit. She just needs to not talk anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's out of order. And she should be able to have a voice and not be fined so much money for calling somebody a thief. It's not so, like, she was like, you bitch ass, hoe ass. You know what I'm saying? She just said a thief. Like, really? The word thief? Really?
Yeah.
That's stupid. That pisses me off.
Yeah, to me, it just sounded like they was just trying to silence a black girl. Like, I can't believe this black woman is talking to me like that. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. You know they said a black nigga, so don't even go. This black
I had to make it a little better. But, yeah, in their mind, I'm sure they was thinking that sound.
Absolutely.
But guess what?
She called me a thief? The audacity. Like, bitch, you are a thief. Find me, bitch. Find me. No. But yeah, other than that, I think it was ridiculous. I don't have anything else to say. Jenna, do you?
No, man. We can move on to the next topic.
All right, y'all. Okay, so according to TMZ, Drake is still singing from Pusha T's Railing on Him over his secret baby, and Saturday night he took it out on Kanye West. Now, Drake was performing at the United Center in the Windy City, part of his Aubrey, in the Three Migos tour. He began singing Know Yourself, but changed the lyrics from Then Kanye Dropped to Then Kanye Flopped. It seems as if Drake may have gotten past his beef with Pusha T now that he's acknowledged he had a son. But you guys know he had a son with the ex-porn star, Sophie. But he clearly hadn't got over his beef or over his issue. Now, as you know, Pusha is part of Kanye's camp. And Kanye West had produced his music. And apparently, that's enough for Drake to have taken aim and fired. But Kanye West, he really hadn't gone after Drake directly yet. So I guess we're going to see if anything comes about. But Kanye West is a Gemini. He probably won't even acknowledge it, you know. Or shit, maybe he will. You know, Donald Trump is a Gemini, too. You know, they're crazy. So if it's bothering him that much, he's going to say something. If not, he probably just will leave it alone. Like, oh, whatever, you know, I'm not with the beef. So we're just going to see what happens. I think that it's petty as hell. But Drake is a Scorpio, like Angel Vondrina. And we are petty. And, yeah, even though Pusha T, he acknowledged his baby a while back, way a while back. Scorpios, they hold grudges forever, okay? Somebody can bring some shit up, and we will be like, you know what? I'm going to say something about this bitch-ass motherfucker in the song because he shouldn't have said nothing about it in the first place. So you know, the grudge was still there. Jim, what's your thought on this?
I don't know. I guess I would like to see a beef from them at the same time. I mean,
oh,
I don't really
God.
Care. Not like a real life, like, you know, just like a healthy beef. I could see, I would like to see a couple dish
tracks against
each
other.
What is that?
What is a healthy beef, John?
Like, just you know, about bars, not like what we're about to talk
okay.
about in the next topic. Like, nothing where it just gets out of hand and out of the studio and,
yay.
You know,
yay.
An industry and, like, real life shit. But definitely, I would like to see them, you know, throw each other on the bus and, you know, throw a couple jabs at each other. I think it would be an interesting and definitely a good match. But that's all I really have
and
to say about it. I know, like, didn't Drake also say something about he don't want his women wearing
Kim Kardashian
like,
or something?
No, Drake, yeah, it was also he was saying he don't want his women, like women that he date, wearing Yeezys around him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Type shit. So just a bunch of little shade, little jab. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's all I really say about that. I mean, it is kind of interesting that even though it wasn't really Kanye that dissed him, it was more so Pusha T that did all the dissing, and he's coming for Kanye. But I mean, they are saying, I don't know if where did I hear that on the Brilliant Idiots? But they were saying that Kanye West was kind of the person that was the how Pusha T found out all the tea, like how he found out about, you know, Drake having a son and, you know, the whole Adidas, and, you know, and all that stuff to where Pusha T had the ammo to throw it in the song. So I guess Drake is looking at him being like backhanded. I don't know for certain. But yeah, I mean, let's see where this goes. I'm ready for both. Either if they leave it alone and put out some good music or, you know what I'm saying, if they go ham at each other. One thing I'm excited, they said that Kanye was teasing, like, Watch the Throne 2. I think that would be dope as fuck. I don't know if it would be Jay-Z on it, though. You know, like, who else would be on Watch the Throne 2, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So, yeah, that's it on my end, though. We can move on to the next topic if you was ready, honey.
All right, honey.
All right, y'all. I was trying to do Angelica. Angel Vondrina.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I was trying to do her a little. All right, y'all. I love she said that. Anyways, last topic. And this is according to CNN. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B's feud has reached a fever pitch. The rappers were seen leaving New York Fashion Week's annual Harper's Bazaar Icons party late Friday at the Plaza Hotel when a fight between the two stars broke out. Some partygoers at the invite-only soiree captured the fight on camera and posted it to social media. In the video, Cardi B is being restrained as Minaj exits the hotel. Security alerted officers about a dispute between two people at the plaza around 11 p.m. Friday, law enforcement sources said officers spoke to one of the guests involved. Sources said, but the guests declined to make a complaint. No arrests were made. It's unclear what caused the quarrel to escalate, but Cardi B took to Instagram afterward and posted a profanity-filled video saying Minaj had criticized her parenting skills. Cardi B gave birth to her first child daughter in July, and last year both artists were featured on the song Motorsport alongside Migos. Minaj addressed their feud in a recent interview with Beats 1 radio host Zane Lowe saying, I have never seen her show me any genuine love during the interview. I just see how many girls wish they had been on a song with Nicki Minaj. But yeah. Did you watch the videos at all, Miss Angel Vondrina?
Yes, I watched the right up there, I watched the videos, but I heard a few other things about what was going on in this situation. So number one, I did hear that Cardi
But this
Minaj
is not all this is all like hearsay. This is all hearsay. By the way.
Absolutely.
But go ahead.
This is an apparent situation. I heard that Nicki Minaj was talking about Cardi B's child. I also heard that while Cardi B was walking, you know, on the red carpet or wherever the hell she was walking, Nicki Minaj, they both were taking photos of Nicki Minaj. She stepped on her dress. And so that's what kind of started everything. She stepped on the back of the tail of her dress. Let's see what else. And oh my God, did you see that big ass knot on Cardi B's forehead?
Like, I know, she looked a damn mess.
Yes, that the security guard elbowed the shit out of her. And then also I heard that Nicki Minaj, she doesn't fight people. So she actually had somebody there who fought her battles for her. Like when bitches they get out of hand, she just be like, go fight that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And like bitches be like, okay, girl, you know, let me whoop this bitch ass for you real quick. And so that's another reason. That's why Nicki Minaj hadn't, you know, been fighting. But also, I also saw that Cardi B threw a shoe at the Glamorous Shoe, and Nicki Minaj. However, Nicki Minaj is not suing Cardi B, or she's not pressing charges on Cardi B based on that. But overall, what is the fucking deal? Like, are we in like a hating ass situation? I just don't understand how these young ass rappers, the only two bitches really in the game that's rapping right now, are at beef with each other. Like, Cardi B is like 10 years younger than Nicki Minaj. You know, Nicki Minaj is a legend. We all know who she is. She's, you know, she's still rapping. She's still out here doing her shit. You know, Cardi B is out here doing her shit. Like, what is the problem? They're like, you know, while they're beefing, what is the point? Like, you guys are both doing good.
I feel like it started from, you know, a little bit of intimidation, a little bit of jealousy on Nicki Minaj's part. I feel like Nicki Minaj wants to be the only woman, you know, at the top, as far as when it comes to rap. Like,
is that
a Sagittarius
thing?
The queen,
like,
and it's just like, I mean, facts of the matter is you are the queen. Like, there's no debate. Like, you, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B are two totally different
playing
fields.
Not you being petty.
No,
like,
I'm saying facts.
If you telling bitches like, oh, I'm not the, if you telling motherfuckers, I'm not about to work with you, if you work with Cardi B, that's some weak ass shit to me. You don't sit up there and try and stop another motherfucker bag from coming in and tell them that you're not gonna work with them if they don't work with somebody else. Like, that is stupid. If your shit is good enough and you know what you're doing, then you won't have a problem working with somebody else or with somebody else working with someone else.
I understand that, but what I'm saying, as female rappers, Nicki Minaj has the catalog. She has it, period. From before her to now, like, there has not been another female rapper that has been able to make the mark that Nicki Minaj has had. Like, fact of the matter is, Cardi B is not on Nicki Minaj's level. You know, and the fact that she is feeling intimidated by this girl, to me, is just crazy. And you know, it was Nicki Minaj at first, but Cardi B is the one that fed into it. You the one that is now, I'm sure, not about to be getting invited to fucking, you know, events in New York Fashion Week and all. But, like, that's some shit that'll end up getting you blacklisted, where people ain't going to want to fuck with you if they worried about you starting to fight at the party. Like, it's like, grow up. You know, you could have threw some shade and, you know what I'm saying, looked and laughed and, you know, did whatever and kept it moving, you know, or been fake as hell and spoke. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's ways you could have went about it. But it's just like, you are an adult. Not only that, like, you are an A-list rapper. You rich as fuck. Like, and you're the it girl right now. Like, you are more, right now, she's more popping than Nicki Minaj is. You know, like, it's the truth. Like, people are fucking with Cardi B more, but Cardi B gets in her own way. And honestly, I feel her going down a route of unsung. Like, I really feel like, you know, this run is not gonna with how she moving. Like, people stop fucking with her. Like, that's just what I ultimately see. I don't have a dog in this fight. You know, shout out to Lovely T on YouTube. Like, she was saying, like, I like both their music. I fuck with both of them. You know, I don't know neither one personally, but it's just ridiculous. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, y'all fucking the money up. Like, y'all fucking the money up. Y'all fucking the check up. Like, what's going on? Like, and I mean, you can't even blame Nicki Minaj. Like, you know, her little outburst is the most, but I mean, you can express how you feel. But the fact of Cardi B trying to fight the damn girl at a fucking industry event, like a huge industry event, like New York Fashion Week, you know, a Harper's Bazaar party, where y'all probably the only two black women in the bitch. Like, what are you doing? Like, really? But
honestly, Jen, the bitch is only 25 years old. She's younger than a whole lot of motherfuckers I know, okay? And I'm not trying to say anything. At 25 years old, I was married when I was 25 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to even say anything like a 25-year-old don't know what they're doing. But what I'm trying to say is, like, at 25 years old, like, bitch, you should have had your shit together. And, Jen, you are 100% right. Bitch, what are you doing trying to fight somebody? You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is just getting absolutely ridiculous, you know, and it's unacceptable. And like you mentioned, you know, you are at an entire, you know, important fashion week where, you know what I'm saying, you guys are probably like the only two African-American women at this. Girl, what are you doing? Hopefully she looks at this and she takes it as a lesson and she gets her shit together.
I know she got a few calls behind this. I know people are just like, okay, you need to relax. Like, I understand you upset, but like, what are you doing? Like, you trying to fight Nicki Minaj, and
like,
you at a fucking huge industry event trying to fight Nicki Minaj. Like, girl, go sit down. Like, I understand you upset, but it was just like, you know, we talk about hearsay. I don't think, like, Nicki Minaj never said anything about the girl. She just liked the picture of someone else saying, like, go be a mom, blah, 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 after Cardi B did. Cardi B said. And, I mean, and she liked the, I don't know if it was, like, an Instagram post where somebody was, like, coming at Cardi B, and Nicki Minaj liked it. Like, and she said the fact of her coming for her being a mother or coming for a child. And it's just like, I hate when bitches misconstrue that. Like, anybody says shit about your damn child. Like, saying shit about your child, saying if the girl child was ugly or some shit like that. That's talking about you being a bad mother is not coming for your child, honey. Like, stop it.
Right, but once again, when you're 25 years old, and you typically say at the age of 21, you don't have a full developed brain, but I feel like Cardi, and I'm not trying to take up a Cardi or Nicki, you know, but both of them, they know better. Nicki, I feel like she just sits up there and just picks at Cardi for no reason. I don't really understand why. Cardi, she just shouldn't let it bother her. I'm hoping that after she see how foolish she looks and how big that bump is on her head and how long it's going to take for that big-ass bump to deflate, then she just is like, you know, this is not worth it in the end. And hopefully she just let bitches do what they do and get her grown woman on, because in a minute Nicki Minaj is going to be 40 and you're going to be 30, bitch, and y'all need to get y'all shit together. And hopefully they collab, you know what I'm saying, and they do something positive and they make a beastie-ass record. But what them doing all of this bullshit is ridiculous. And so I just want to tell you, I looked up Cardi B's zodiac sign. I put in on Google Cardi B birthday zodiac sign, and the word monkey came up. Can you tell me what that's about? Because that's bizarre.
No, I don't know. I don't know what a monkey
is. Well,
I'm
gonna post it. That's weird. I'm like, what is a monkey even? I never even seen a monkey zodiac sign, so that's bizarre.
Let's see.
That is really weird.
It has Libra. Libra.
I know. I looked it up too, and she's a Libra. Which is so crazy because it's Libra, Scorpio, and then is it Sagittarius? No, Sagittarius, Libra, Scorpio, I believe. So her and Nicki Minaj is like right in the corner of each other. And it's just so crazy because I feel like Cardi B, she could just, I feel like if she was older, she wouldn't care as much because she's so damn young, she's tripping. But Cardi, girl, you better be 26 years old and, you know, less than a month or a little over a month. Like, cut that bullshit out. You got to be a good example for your daughter. You don't want her to look back at this shit and be like, oh, mom was wild as fuck. She already going to probably see videos of you shaking that ass. You know what I'm saying? So just get your shit together and try to be a positive example for your baby girl, you know what I'm saying, so you can move on in the future and try to explain this. Anyway, so I don't really have anything much else to say. I just think it was really stupid, but our confession session question actually kind of stems from this. So we're going to go ahead and move on to that, you guys. All right, you guys. Wait, in your opinion, to handle negative, ooh, look at me, just twisting up the word.
You sound like me tonight, child. I'm fucking every word.
My mom was doing that earlier today too. She was like, why can't I talk today? I'm looking like, I don't know. But now I feel like I can't talk. But anyways, what's the best way in your opinion to handle negative situations from getting out of hand? I don't really know. Especially like being in the limelight, like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. But once it, but it, it's been people who have been in this situation. Like, for example, Beyonce and what's that chick name that bit her on the face? The chick who bit her on the face. And yes, she bit Beyonce, and Beyonce was just like, crazy bitch bit me, but I'm still classy as fuck. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and throw them bowls. You know, so I just feel like there are ways that you can handle situations without them getting out of hand and discuss things and just kind of move around, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, when you're in the limelight, you definitely don't want to get out of hand. But what about people like us? You know, I feel like, in my opinion, when, and you guys know, I've been in situations where it's like, really, bitch, like, I'm about to be ready to slap the shit out of you. But I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm just going to move around and walk away. Or if there's a, you know, a, for some reason, like, we're out on a brunch or a lunch or some shit like that, and I can't walk away, I just look, and I just look at the biggest motherfucker in the room, whoever's paying for the lunch or the brunch or, you know, whatever the case is. And I'm looking like, are you going to say something? Typically, they say something. And it's like, okay, well, thank you for not allowing the situation to get out of hand, because it was about to get out of hand. So I appreciate, you know, you stepping up. Now, in a case where somebody, they don't speak up, I just feel like, you know, you just may say something like, well, that was an ignorant comment. You know what I'm saying? Because calling someone ignorant is not like calling someone stupid. It's just like, bitch, you don't know what you're saying. And then sometimes that's why, well, not sometimes, but that's why it's so important to educate yourself. You kill motherfuckers with words. You kill them with knowledge. You say something that they don't even know what the hell you're talking about. And they be looking like, what does that mean? It's like, well, if you get a dictionary, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you shit on them with knowledge. So that's why I've been like, okay, Angel, you know, you need to consistently step your game up, because when bitches, they say stupid stuff, you kill them with knowledge, and that's how you handle, in my opinion, situations from getting out of hand. Jenna, what do you do in situations like that?
I mean, well, I used to just react, but I feel like now I have not really been in situations to where I felt like, you know, recently should have went out of hand. Well, maybe a couple. but I mean, what I should do, you know, but they're not like real life situations. It's just like, you know, like with family, you know, just it's family instead of just like yelling at the top of your lungs. You know, you can just be the bigger person in general, and, you know, just let the shit go. Like, just rise above it, just ignore it, you know, act like it doesn't happen. You know, they keep pressing the issue. You know, if this is not somebody that you, if you're like in a public space and this is not really somebody that you really fuck with, I'd say just leave, you know. But if it's like somewhere at home, maybe just tell them, like,
like,
you know,
what
is that
at
not,
work?
At work, like I was saying, just ignore it. Like, I do that a lot. I ignore a lot of, you know, petty shit, a lot of petty comments. Because it's just like, what's the point? Like, you know, at the end of the day, I know, like, I'm trying to move forward anyways. Shit I got going on. I got too much on my plate to be worried about, you know, somebody that doesn't even matter being upset for something stupid and making ignorant comments, you know. So I just leave it alone, you know. Just keep quiet and, you know, just ignore doing me. You know, and that's it. I feel like that's the best thing. Like with Cardi B, but Nicki Minaj, you know, I felt like how she handled the situation is, you know, is preferred, you know, just let it go, you know, just ignore it, you know, because at the end of the day, it's like Cardi B is the one look like a damn fool. You the one running around yelling,
exactly,
throwing your damn shoes, ripping your dress, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you look foolish. Like, you look so stupid right now, you know, and I'm sure they got a good laugh, you know, after the fact. So, yeah.
And like you said, I'm sure she got a few phone calls too about that. So,
I'm sure she did too, honey.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You just need to handle yourself in a professional situation and just make sure, you know, once again, it's difficult. A lot of people don't know, like, it's like how to handle their situation, how to handle yourself in a certain situation. But it's like, girl, like, you know, you got to still make the bag. Like, are you really willing to risk everything that you work so hard for. Girl, you was in the club shaking that ass, showing them titties. You know what I'm saying? Just to be at where you at right now, and you're going to try and fight a bitch like you still in the hood. Like, girl, if you don't walk the fuck away and turn around and be like, bitch, I'm rich. Be like,
right.
Chappelle and move the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? And don't give a damn. Like, those are just words. That shit don't matter. Like, grow up. Like Jen said, grow up. And I'm really, like, here for Cardi B. So I'm really, like, hoping that she get her shit together. And I hope that Offset was like, bitch, look at your motherfucking forehead. That's this big ass bump on your head. You fucking all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I hope he just really snapped on her ass. And I hope that didn't stop any bad from coming in. You know, Jen, we really should have talked about the whole shit with Nike that's going on and people burning their feet and all of this stuff. But, you know.
Oh, God. Why don't you? I mean, do you know anything about it? I didn't. You know, I don't have anything. Pertaining to it,
just,
shout out to Colin Kaepernick for you know landing that deal.
Yes.
I definitely he released shit. I'm going to be buying it and wearing it proudly. But yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I just seen that you know Nike they put the ad out. Believe in something, even if it means risking it all, or even if it means losing everything. I forget the exact ad, and you know, but it's something to that extent. And like a whole bunch of people, all I've seen was Caucasians. Are extremely pissed off and are no longer wearing Nike. And I've seen this stupid ass man. He like literally burnt his shoes on his feet and like he's in a hospital with like fucking third degree burns, looking like a damn fool. And like other people are like, oh, I'm glad I'd rather wear my Converse. And it's like, bitch, Nike owns Converse too. So, or Chuck Taylor's, you know, so stop being a fucking fool and posting bullshit on the internet. That's all I've seen though. But yes. Shout out to Nike for supporting the people, y'all. Other than that, we're going to go ahead and move on to what we're confessing our love to this evening. Sean, do you have a confession of love on this lovely Sunday evening?
I do. And this is according to Now and I Beer from WRAL.com. There is a new black-owned brewery. And it is in Rocky Mount, which is, I want to say it's like an hour outside of the Triangle. But anyways, a new brewery is taking root at Rocky Mount Mills, and its operators are infusing a new flavor. Beatty has decided to open Rocky Mount Brewery.
Jen, you guys have to pause for 2 seconds. Jen, I lost you for like a whole like 4 seconds.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Absolutely, son. Absolutely.
Okay, good. I'll just start over. But I said, I don't know if we got to this, but I was confessing my love for, there's a black-owned brewery in Rocky Mount, which is an hour outside of, you know, where I live. And this is according to WRAL.com.
Oh.
And I said, a new brewery is taking root at Rocky Mount Mills, and its operators are infusing a new flavor and spirit into the area's burgeoning craft beer industry. Brianna Brake and Celeste Beattie have united to open Rocky Mount Brewery, which will cater to North Carolina's growing class of craft beer enthusiasts. The two have planted a stake at Rocky Mount Mills, the iconic site on the Tar River that is being transformed from an abandoned, dilapidated industrial wasteland into a thriving live-work play environment. Capital Broadcasting, which also owns WRAL-TV and WRAL.com, purchased Rocky Mount Mills 4 years ago. According to Rocky Mount Mills News, Views, and Brews, Blake and Beattie are expected to open their brewery this fall, and the inaugural brews will showcase the history of the Tar River region. The pair of black women are treading new ground in the craft beer industry. The Rocky Mount Mills publication says Rocky Mount Brewer is one of two black-owned breweries in North Carolina, which reportedly has the most craft breweries and brew pubs in the South. The Mills provided me with an exciting opportunity to explore brewing in my home state and be closer to some of our most loyal customers. So let's tell the News, Views, and Brews publication. But yeah, I think that's just really dope, and I'm gonna have to check it out because I love to try.
Yes, get your beer on. Get your beer on.
Yeah, definitely.
That sounds good. I have a confession as well. I would like to confess my love evening to New Life. Now, New Life is a community development And it is to, it's an organization, and the organization is to empower children and youth with skills and strategies to make better life choices. Pretty much it's believed that the New Life's basic foundations of personal accountability, responsibility, and respect for life can be rebuilt. It is a program similar to the Boys and Girls, but it is actually here in Milwaukee. I'm not sure if they have other locations. And it's for, you know, youth individuals who, you know, may need other places to go at the school or whatever case may be. And they can go to New Life and they can, you know, build things. They can learn about things. They can, it's a safe place to go when you don't really have anything to do or anywhere to go. It's really nice. You can make a donation or you can send your children to this program or your teenagers. It's really nice. You can get involved with the program and see how you're able to help out in the future. They do a lot of things like project buildment at like project community. What am I saying? Projects like in the community where you can build things or like just a whole bunch of different things. It's really nice. It's primarily just helping a lot of individuals in the community that in the surrounding community that may need help or they just may need something to do at the school. They are open on Saturdays. They're open throughout the week, and they really do a really great job. And it's just a wonderful program. My son was actually in the program, and it's just really nice. Like I mentioned, I believe before, you can donate to the program. You can get a job at the program. You can make statements to this program, and you can also be there and just see how you like program. It's really nice. And if you guys are interested in it, you can always reach out and contact somebody, or you can just look up New Life, which is www.neulife.com, and you can look it up that way. So it's just a positive organization for individuals who may need somewhere to go after school, prior to school, or, you know, just a safe area. And it's, once again, like the Boys and Girls Club, I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done for the community and everything that you've done for my little baby boy, because his ass is acting like a psychopath before he ended up coming to New Life. So, and also my sister's fiance works in that program as well as she. So it's a really good program, and I just want to, you know, confess my love for New Life this evening. Other than that, Sean, there's nothing else that you have to say. We're going to go ahead and end the show this evening. Oh, I'm having a date night tonight, y'all. I'm going on a date with my husband. We're going to watch a movie. Yes, bitch, yes.
What are y'all going to see?
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, we'll talk about that later. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to go see a movie. You know, we're going to go see a movie. A porno. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. I'm like, what, a porno?
I'm just joking. We're going to go see a movie, get some drinks, eat some ribs. And that's pretty much it. It's going to be a nice evening. So I'm going to get ready and get offline, you guys. But I do want to say thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to our show this evening. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You guys can expect to hear from us next Sunday, September 16th at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. And we want to hear from you. So don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in the drama and send us your confession at confession2us@gmail.com. This is your host, Angel Bonjica.
And I'm Jean Ocello, and you are listening to the one with the most confession.
Good night, Jean Ocello.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can get the latest power tools from trusted brands. Right now, you can buy the new Bosch Core 18-volt 2-tool combo kit for $229 and get one of three select cordless Behr tools free, worth up to $199. Plus, you can save time by ordering online and picking up in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 1/30/2019. While supplies last, U.S. only. pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can get the latest power tools from trusted brands. Right now, you can buy the new Bosch Core 18-volt 2-tool combo kit for $229 and get one of three select cordless Behr tools free, worth up to $199. Plus, you can save time by ordering online and picking up in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 1/30/2019. While supplies last. U.S. only.